All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely always ready to dive in.
Okay, perfect. Because today we're going to tackle this whole meme coin thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where do they fit into crypto, really?
It's a big question for sure.
It is, but lucky for us, we've got this awesome Medium piece to guide us.
Oh, which ones?
It's called The Rise of Meme Coins: From Entertainment to Mainstream.
Catchy.
Right. And it's by Av AI, so you know there's going to be some good insights in there.
Looking forward to it.
Me too, especially since we're going to be talking about everything from.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so like these mini cycles the market seems to be going through now.
Mini cycles. Interesting.
Yeah, and then get this, AI is like taking over meme coins.
Whoa, hold on. AI and meme coins? That's a combo I didn't see coming.
Seriously, so buckle up. This is going to be a wild ride.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so the article starts off by saying that crypto is like totally different now.
Well, yeah, that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
True, but it's more than just, prices going up and down.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's like the whole landscape is shifting.
How so?
Like, remember when Diamond Hands was the big thing?
Oh, yeah, buy and hold, ride it out, all that.
Exactly, but the article says that's fading fast.
Makes sense. Things change so quickly now.
Right. Volatility is the new normal.
And Diamond Hands just doesn't cut it in a volatile market.
Exactly. You need to be way more adaptable.
Agile, responsive, ready to pivot.
Totally. So what's changed? Like, why is crypto so different now?
Well, for one, it's not just about Bitcoin anymore.
True, true.
I mean, we've got meme coins, obviously, but also DeFi, NFTs, AI integration.
Yeah, it's like a whole buffet of options.
Exactly. And all these different sectors are competing for attention, for
Yeah.
investment.
It's fragmented.
Exactly, with all these different narratives driving the market.
And that's where the concept of mini cycles comes in,
The
right?
meme cycles.
Yeah, the article says these short bursts of hype, they're like the new driving force behind crypto trends.
So instead of these long, drawn-out cycles,
It's like bam, 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 one trend after another.
like the market has ADHD or something.
Right. One minute everyone's obsessed with AI tokens, the next it's all about meme coins with
Yeah,
utility.
and those AI tokens, remember that frenzy in late 2024?
Oh yeah, massive spike. Everyone's talking about it, then poof, gone.
Just like that.
And then there's the impact on traditional altcoins.
The old guard.
Yeah, the article calls it a vampiric effect with meme coins.
Vampiric. That's a strong
I
word.
know, but they use this example of the Trump meme coin.
Okay, that one got a lot of attention.
Right, and the article says it brought tons of new users into crypto.
Which is good, right?
Yeah, but it also kind of sucked the value out of some of the established altcoins.
Interesting. So it's like a zero-sum game.
Kind of like the money's flowing to this new shiny thing.
Leaving some of the older projects in the dust.
It's a crazy dynamic, right?
It is, but it makes sense.
I guess so, but how is anyone supposed to navigate all this?
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with.
It feels like you need a PhD in memeology and a crystal ball just to survive.
Haha. Maybe not a PhD, but you definitely need to adapt.
Okay, so no more Diamond Hands. Got it.
The old maps and strategies just don't work anymore.
So what do we do?
Be more agile, more responsive to these shifts in sentiment.
Basically, be ready for anything.
Exactly. And the article makes it clear. Meme coins are a major player in this new landscape.
Okay, so let's talk meme coins.
The elephant in the room.
Right, like at first they were a joke, right?
Pretty much.
But now they're this multi-billion-dollar market segment.
It's crazy how much they've grown.
So what's fueling this? Is it just hype?
There's definitely hype, no doubt.
Okay, but there has to be something more to it, right?
There is. The article highlights two key factors.
Lay it on me.
First, community dynamics. These coins often have incredibly passionate communities.
I mean, I've seen it. They're super active on social media.
And that's the key. They leverage social media for viral marketing.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right? The more people believe in it, the more valuable it becomes.
And these communities, they're like mini movements.
Exactly. With a shared identity, a sense of purpose.
And they're really good at mobilizing people,
Oh,
right?
yeah, they can get people to buy, hold, promote the whole nine yards.
Powerful stuff.
And then there's the brand appeal.
Ah, yes, the memes themselves.
Exactly. They tap into humor, satire, cultural symbols, things that people connect with on an emotional level.
It's like investing in a brand you identify with, but the brand is a meme.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Totally. And it works. Look at Dogecoin.
The OG meme coin.
Right. The Shiba Inu dog was already super popular.
And the Dogecoin community just amplified that. They cultivated this positive, charitable culture.
So people were drawn to it for more than just the potential profit.
They felt good about being part of it.
It was like a feel-good investment.
And then you've got Shiba Inu, which has evolved beyond just a meme coin.
Oh, yeah. They've got their own decentralized exchange now, right?
And other projects. It's a whole ecosystem.
It's fascinating to see how these things evolve.
It shows that meme coins can be more than just a flash in the pan.
They're going from jokes to something with actual purpose, staying power.
It's a real evolution.
And the article mentions a bunch of other examples.
Like what?
Floki Inu, PEP, Baby Dogecoin, even the Trump meme coin.
Oh, wow. The whole spectrum.
Right. And they all tap into different aspects of meme culture and community building.
It's like a meme buffet.
But there's one more layer to this that I find super interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The fusion of AI and meme coins.
Whoa, now we're talking.
This feels like uncharted territory.
AI meets meme culture. What could go wrong?
Right, but seriously, it's creating this whole new wave of what they call concept tokens.
Concept tokens, okay, I'm following.
They combine the entertainment value of memes with practical applications and fresh narratives.
So it's not just about the meme anymore.
Exactly, it's like they're gamifying the future of finance.
Okay, now I'm really hooked. Give me some examples.
All right, so one that stood out to me was AI16Z.
AI16Z.
Yeah, it's a DAO token.
Okay, I know what a DAO is.
But get this, it's managed by an AI that's impersonating Marc Andreessen.
Wait, what? The venture capitalist.
Or the one and only.
So an AI is making investment decisions.
Based on algorithms and community input, it's mind-blowing.
That's wild.
And the article says they're planning to develop it into a platform for AI agents, too.
This is getting meta.
And that's just one example.
Okay, hit me with another one.
Okay, you ready for this? Fartcoin.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Fartcoin. F-A-R-T.
And people are investing in this.
It's an AI-powered meme coin.
Of course it is.
But it has this whole NFT ecosystem.
Like what?
You can breed NFTs, kind of like those CryptoKitties from way back.
Wow, bringing back the classics.
And they have meme competitions, and they tie token minting to tree planting.
Wait, so Fartcoin is saving the planet?
It's bizarrely compelling, I know.
Okay, I got to hear more. What other AI meme hybrids are out there?
All right, there's Joe.
Go to. Like, greatest of all time.
Yeah. Apparently, it was accidentally created by an AI experiment.
All right.
And then it went viral because the AI bot was promoting it.
The AI was like its own marketing team?
Exactly. And then there's Pipe Ein.
Okay, now that's a cute name.
It started as an AI-generated unicorn named by ChatGPT.
So meta.
Then it became a meme coin.
Naturally.
And now it has an AI-driven virtual influencer representing it.
It's memeception.
I know, right? It's like AI is injecting new life and a whole lot of weirdness into the meme coin space.
It's unpredictable, creative, definitely pushing boundaries.
But all this innovation, it comes with a big question mark.
Which is?
Risk.
Ah, yes, the R word.
We've established that meme coins are a force to be reckoned with.
They're not going away anytime soon.
But they're also incredibly volatile.
So how do you actually trade these things?
That's the million-dollar question.
Can you make money in this meme-powered Wild West?
Well, the article talks about two main approaches.
I'm all ears.
Spot.
Buy and hold.
Right, but with meme coins, is holding even possible?
They disappear as quickly as they appear.
Exactly. So is spot trading in meme coins just for true believers?
The HO dealers who are in it for the long haul.
Maybe, but the article also mentions something called USDT futures trading.
Ah, now that's a whole other beast.
It sounds intense.
It is. You can leverage your capital, amplify your gains.
But also amplify your losses, right?
Exactly. It's a much faster paced game.
Not for the faint of heart.
You need a deeper understanding of the market, a higher risk tolerance.
So it's for the experienced traders.
The ones who can read the signals and react quickly.
And speaking of risk, the article really stresses the importance of risk management.
Always a good reminder.
No matter which trading method you choose.
Absolutely.
It highlights stop loss and take profit orders as essential tools.
Could you break those down for us?
Sure. So a stop loss order, it automatically sells your coins if the price drops to a certain level.
It's like a safety net.
Exactly. It limits your potential losses.
So you're not panicking and selling at the bottom.
Right. And then a take profit order, it does the opposite.
It sells when the price hits a certain target, locking in your profits.
So you don't get greedy and hold on too long.
Smart.
They basically take some of the emotion out of trading.
Which is crucial in a volatile market like this.
But setting those orders correctly, that takes skill, right?
Absolutely. You need to understand the market,
yeah.
The specific coin you're trading.
It's not just set it and forget it.
Nope. You need to constantly reassess, adjust your levels, stay informed.
So much to think about.
It's a lot, but that's what makes it so exciting.
Okay, so we've talked about stop loss and take profit orders.
Two essential tools for any trader.
But the article also mentions some more advanced strategies.
Like what?
Tracking social media trends.
The meme factor.
And using on-chain data analysis tools.
To get a deeper understanding of the market.
Right, so we're not just relying on gut feelings and memes here.
We need to be more sophisticated.
So how can these strategies help traders?
Well, for one, meme coin prices are heavily influenced by social media sentiment.
A single tweet can send a coin soaring.
Or crashing.
So you need to be plugged into what's happening on Twitter, Reddit, all those platforms.
But the key is to be able to differentiate between genuine excitement and fleeting hype.
The article calls it a sell the news trap.
Sometimes the hype fades quickly and the price crashes just as fast as it rose.
So you need to be able to see through the noise, focus on the signals that really matter.
And that's where on-chain data analysis comes in.
Those tools like Aave.ai.
Exactly. They allow you to track things like large wallet movements, changes in token holdings.
You can see who's buying, who's selling, how much they're moving.
It's like having a behind-the-scenes look at the market.
It's like a secret decoder ring for the crypto market.
I like that analogy.
But ultimately, it all comes back to this fundamental question. Is there any substance behind the meme?
Does the coin have real-world utility, or is it just a pump-and-dump scheme?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah,
and it's one that every investor needs to answer for themselves.
This has been an incredible deep dive so far.
We've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to unpack about meme coins, these mini-cycles, the fusion of AI and meme culture.
There's a lot to digest.
But that's a conversation for part two.
Looking forward to it. You know, it's kind of funny how meme coins started out as like this fringe thing.
Right, totally on the sidelines.
And now they're like front and center in crypto.
It's true. Everyone's talking about them.
The article even says they're not just a symptom of this changing market.
Oh, yeah.
They might actually be driving the change.
Whoa, hold on. Meme coins as like market movers.
That's what they're arguing.
Yeah.
That they're pushing the boundaries more than the Sirius's projects.
I can kind of see that. They're definitely more experimental.
Right, like with community engagement, governance, fundraising, all that.
And they don't take themselves too seriously.
Which is refreshing in crypto, let's be honest.
So true. It can get a bit stuffy sometimes.
Okay, but back to the big picture for a sec.
Back to the mini cycles.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes those.
So what makes this cycle different? We've had cycles before.
This one is just so fast, so unpredictable.
Like things change overnight.
Exactly. In the past, there was more of a sense that even if things dipped, the big players would come back.
Right, like Bitcoin would always recover.
Now it's like, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
It's a bit scary, honestly.
It can be, especially for newcomers.
So two big challenges the article highlights. First, figuring out what's actually a trend and what's just noise.
So much information out there.
And second, managing risk when things can crash so fast.
Yeah, how do you even protect yourself in that kind of environment?
It's like trying to surf on a tsunami.
Exciting, but terrifying.
So how do we actually navigate this new reality?
Carefully. But no, seriously, the article gives some good tips.
Okay, I'm listening.
First, don't forget the fundamentals. Do your research. Look for strong teams, real-world utility.
So don't just buy into the hype.
No matter how tempting those memes are.
Okay, got it. What else?
Be adaptable. Don't be afraid to change your strategy as the market changes.
Be like water. Flow with it.
Exactly. Learn to recognize the signals. Be ready to pivot.
Okay. Anyway.
Embrace the tools. We talked about on-chain data analysis platforms like Aave.ai.
Right. They can help cut through the noise.
They give you insights you wouldn't have otherwise.
It's like having a cheat sheet for the crypto market.
In a way, yeah, but even with the best tools, you need the right mindset.
This market is a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Exactly. Patience, discipline, control your emotions.
That's hard enough in a normal market.
And then you add in the meme factor.
It's like a whole other level of psychological warfare.
Because meme coins, they tap into something primal, right? Humor, community, belonging.
It's like they've figured out how to hack our brains.
Maybe they have.
Okay, but let's talk trading for a minute.
Back to the practical stuff.
We talked about spot trading and USDT futures.
Two very different approaches.
Can we go a bit deeper into USDT futures? I think some people might not be familiar with that.
Yeah, it can be confusing.
So basically, you're not buying the coin itself.
You're betting on whether the price will go up or down,
And you can use leverage,
which means you can borrow money to amplify your gains.
but also amplify your losses, right?
That's the risk.
So it's high risk, high reward.
Definitely not for beginners.
You need a strong understanding of how it works.
And a different skill set than spot trading.
Like what?
You need to be comfortable with technical analysis, reading charts, understanding support and resistance levels.
Sounds complicated.
It can be, and you need to manage your risk very carefully.
Speaking of risk management, the article really hammers that home.
It's so important, especially with meme coins.
Stop loss and take profit orders. Those are essential, right?
Absolutely, they're your safety net in a volatile market.
So explain again why those are so crucial.
Well, meme coins can move so fast.
Up and down, yeah.
A stop-loss order basically says, if the price drops this low, sell my coins.
So you limit your losses.
Exactly. You're not emotionally attached. You're not holding on, hoping for a miracle.
And a take profit order is the same thing, but in reverse.
Right. It says, if the price reaches this high, sell my coins.
So you lock in your profits.
And you don't get greedy and watch the price crash back down.
Makes sense. So they're like your automated trading assistants.
Exactly. They take action when you might not be able to.
But setting them correctly, that's the tricky part.
You need to understand the market, the specific coin you're trading.
And you need to adjust them as things change.
Constantly reassessing. That's key.
Okay, and the article also mentions those more advanced strategies.
Tracking social media, on-chain data analysis, all that.
Can you go into more detail about how those work?
Sure. So with social media, meme coin prices are heavily influenced by sentiment.
What people are saying online.
Exactly. A single tweet from a big influencer can have a huge impact.
So you need to be tuned into the chatter.
But you also need to be able to filter out the noise.
What's real and what's just hype?
The article calls it a sell the news trap.
The price pumps on some news, then crashes when the hype dies down.
That's why on-chain data analysis is so helpful.
It gives you a deeper look into what's actually happening.
Like those ev.ai tools we talked about.
You can track wallet movements, token holdings, all that.
See who's buying, who's selling, how much they're moving.
It's like having X-ray vision into the market.
Exactly. And that transparency is crucial in a market like this.
But ultimately, it all boils down to this. Does the coin have real value?
Is there substance behind the meme?
That's the question every investor needs to ask.
It's the million-dollar question.
And on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive.
We've gone from the macro to the micro.
From the challenges of this mini cycle market to the nitty-gritty of trading strategies.
It's a lot to take in.
I don't know. It really feels like we're at this turning point with crypto.
Yeah, like a crossroads.
And meme coins, they're right in the middle of it all.
They're shaking things up, that's for sure.
Like, remember when it was just Bitcoin?
The good old days.
Then came the first wave of altcoins.
Trying to be the next Bitcoin.
But now it's like everything's changed.
That a whole new world.
So many different projects, so many different ideas.
Technology, culture, finance, all blending together.
And it's moving so
The
fast.
speed is what gets me, honestly.
The article talks about this market fragmentation.
Right, all these different niches popping up.
And these mini cycles, they just keep coming.
It's a whirlwind.
So for investors, it's not just about picking the right project anymore.
You got to be able to time the market, read the tea leaves.
Manage your risk, stay ahead of the curve.
It's a whole new ball game.
Not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
You got to be active, engaged, always learning.
But even with all the chaos and volatility,
There's opportunity too.
like we're on the edge of something big.
Something revolutionary.
And maybe, just maybe, meme coins are leading the way.
It's possible they're not afraid to try new things.
They're breaking the rules, challenging the status quo.
And they're doing it with a sense of humor.
Which is kind of nice. Crypto can get a bit too serious sometimes.
That's so true.
Okay, but the article makes this bold claim
What's that?
that meme coins are actually driving innovation in crypto.
You think they have that much power?
I don't know. They've definitely disrupted the market.
They've brought in a ton of new users.
And they've generated a lot of capital.
That's for sure.
But innovation.
They're definitely doing things differently.
They're making crypto more accessible, more engaging.
And let's be honest, more fun.
It's like they've cracked the code to mainstream adoption.
They've tapped into something powerful, that's for sure.
It's the community, the culture, the technology, all wrapped up in a meme.
It's a potent mix.
And then there's this whole AI thing.
AI and meme coins, yeah.
It feels like that's just getting started.
The possibilities are mind-blowing.
Imagine AI algorithms managing meme coin investments.
Creating new financial products.
Shaping the evolution of meme culture itself. So meme coins, the gateway drug to an AI-powered financial future.
It's a wild thought, but not entirely implausible.
It really makes you think about where we're headed.
What will finance look like in 5, 10 years?
Will it be more decentralized, more community-driven?
Or will it be ruled by algorithm?
Big questions.
And no easy answers.
All right, so as we wrap up this deep dive, I gotta ask.
The big one.
Could meme coins actually become a driving force in crypto?
I think they already are in some ways.
They're experimenting with governance, community engagement.
Finding real-world applications.
They're challenging the system.
And they're not afraid to have a little fun along the way.
It's a wild ride, that's for sure.
But it's an exciting one.
This whole world of meme coins, it's full of surprises.
Challenges, opportunities, you name it.
It's been an eye-opening deep dive, to say the least.
We've learned a lot.
So to everyone listening, keep exploring. Keep learning.
And don't be afraid to dive into the world of meme coins.
Because in crypto, anything is possible.
Until next time.
Happy exploring, everyone.